Hey everyone, welcome to Legends of Podcasting. I'm Stuart.
I'm Ross.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Liam.
And we are back for another exciting episode of Superman and Lois, episode 10.
Oh,
Guys, it's been a week with that massive cliffhanger.
It's not been
Oh
too
my
bad.
gosh.
It has.
Oh my gosh. Who
So,
the hell is Morgan Edge?
yeah, theories are flying, and I think Ross, I think just after we finished recording last week, I think you found the right answer.
Well, and there's a lot of people in the comments are saying it's hell as well. And then you've also got the tag upside down, 7734. It's
Yeah,
hell.
nice little
He
nod
called
there.
him brother, which he calls him little brother in the comic. But is it him? Because he's got like long hair and stuff in the comic, but he doesn't in this. They just make him
Yeah,
look
it's
different. I
good.
don't know. It could be anybody though, that they've mixed and matched.
I mean, yeah, I mean, like, I think the thing about it, right? So it could be like the Zod is like not the obvious one, but like is
I
the one
don't
with
want
Bruce.
it. I don't. I think we've all said that we don't want it to be
Yeah,
Zod.
we don't want to be Zod again. I think we all sort of like we're there
Yeah.
with like that was what most people that like don't know the comics probably expect, but we don't want it to be him. We sort of said like last week we were talking about that Gods and Monsters movie, and it could have been like alternate universes, like with Zod and Lara had the had a baby, and it was so rather than Jor-El, it was Zod who's the dad. Then we came up with this sort of this hell. Or L, I don't know what you say, character who sort of I say I've got he's in like the New 52 in like one comic called like Hell on Earth, which I read a long time ago. So yeah, I mean it could be it's a similar storyline. He wants to bring back Krypton, which is kind of like what more all Kryptonians, which is what Morgan Edge seems to want to do. So I mean it's leaning towards him, but I'm kind of like interested, Ross, what you say, if they just create someone new. That we have no sort of like, oh, well, if it's him, he's definitely got to do this. If they're carrying something new, we have no sort of line that we think he should go down. And he could go anywhere. And then the show is even more exciting because he could go anywhere. So
But
it'd be
then if they
red.
reveal him and he's a nobody, there's no big reveal.
True.
And why would they not just say his name in the last one? But I remember, I think me and Rob were talking for a good 45 minutes, an hour
Yeah,
afterwards
afterwards.
last week. And I was thinking that the Kryptonians that they're bringing into these people via that machine or whatever, we were thinking that he's reverse engineering people out of the Phantom Zone. And that's how he knows that where these people are, and they will be loyal to him because they all got put in the Phantom Zone at the same time. If it is Zod, and he's got out early and he's trying to bring everybody out, or they had a plan, if they ever got into it, he was able to get out, then get them out. Because what was it, 6 years prior, wasn't it, where he found that egg-looking machine? But we still don't know what that is. But if that was like the Phantom Projector and he's reversing their consciousness out of it into these people,
Yeah, because
because they
I think
become phantoms as it is, rather than, and it's just their
because
souls in the Phantom Zone
Morgan
rather than they
Edge,
can come
the
out.
humans that have been taken by Morgan Edge, they go into a room and what they look like looks like an MRI machine. So they're like, oh, this is just going to be a medical procedure. But if it's actually, like you say, a reverse engineered phantom lantern, that they've just got that, so it just beams this projection into their head. That's quite a cool way of doing that.
Because it's because if like if you take Hell, for instance, where he in the comments, I think it was 26 late years later, he landed on Earth after Kal-El. So it's like, well, how does he know about all these other people? Unless he was, because he was the like apprentice to Jor-El as like a scientist. So maybe he knows of where other, because it's like, well, where are these other Kryptonians come from? He's got to have known them. Is that why
They
it's taken
can't.
him so long to sort of reveal himself? Because he wanted to find them all.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of thought it was something to do with the ex kryptonite. Like, is some of the consciousness this is in the ex-Kryptonite, the souls of the
I
Kryptonians in
feel like
there.
that's the catalyst that they need to get hold of them. But
Okay,
is it
okay.
because like because there was that wording that he said at the end, wasn't he? He goes, I got my powers the same time you did when I arrived on Earth. And you think, oh, he arrived on Earth the same time. And it's like, no. He arrived on Earth and got his powers the same time by arriving on Earth and absorbing the yellow sun. So what do you reckon he has only been on the planet for like 6 years, like just before he found that
So he
thing?
landed and got straight to
And
work.
went straight to it, or do you
Potentially.
reckon he's been here for ages and he's just been
That's the
working on a
thing.
plan?
I can't tell whether he's been on Earth the same amount of time that Clark has and built up an empire with the knowledge of how humans work. I can build up this multinational empire as Morgan Edge and use the resources to build the army, or if he's a consciousness that's gotten into Morgan Edge because that happens to be a leading business figure. One or the other, but yeah.
Because Lois and the other journalist, they've been trying to dig up dirt on him, and they haven't found anything untoward, have they? So it feels like he looks like Morgan Edge. He's been on this planet for a long time. So, like you said, has he gone into this person's consciousness, or has he been on Earth for a long time and worked his way up? Interesting to find out.
Yeah,
I mean, I kind of think we should stop this jibber jabber
let's jump on with it.
Hopefully, have some answers. Mm. So, okay, cool, let's go. And guys, just before we jump into this episode, please remember we do full reactions on our Patreon. If you link's in the description below, you'll find the full reaction of this episode as well as the rest of this season, as well as all the other shows to react to. So please come on, join the channel. We really do appreciate it. So let's go.
It's time you learned the truth about who I am, where I'm from.
Yes, it is. Start with that. Yeah.
Yes. Come on. Here we go.
Just floating there.
Cool shot.
Brother, but the two of us, we share the same Kryptonian blood.
Oh,
you are
shit.
My brother. I am Kal-El.
Shit.
Get it?
My real name is Tal Ro.
Tal Ro?
I'm the son of Zeta Ro and Lara Lorvan.
Whoa, he's got the same mum.
My mother.
Married Jor-El, your father. Yes, I know. Years after, she'd been matched to my father. Years after I was born. I was the first son of Krypton.
What?
She's been here longer.
And I came here with one purpose. To further our Kryptonian heritage.
My mother would never destroy innocent lives.
Don't you move!
How long's he been here?
Oh, damn.
Oh!
Don't you see, Cal? This is our chance. To be with our own, to have a family again. We'll have our mother with us.
Wait, what?
Once again.
How's he gonna bring
He's not gonna resurrect her into somebody. Just as I do.
Oh, shit. That's why Superman turns in the other universe. Whoa!
Damn, he's fast!
I need you by my side. Or you will be eradicated.
Oh, eradicated!
Oh. Mixing it all together. Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, so, not expecting that.
No.
New character. I've never heard of a Tal Ro.
No. Don't think anyone picked that out in the agreements.
I love how he said eradicated.
Yes.
Yeah.
He'll be eradicated.
It's like combining all our theories into one lump. It's so good.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the same thing as Zod.
Mm.
But wanting to take over the planet.
Like, I can always cover for him.
I'm not covering for him.
Yes, you are.
You know what, honey? I really can't do this right now.
Of course you can't, because you just can't accept the reality that your husband is not the guy that you married anymore.
Oh. You're damn right,
he
ain't.
No, he's a Kryptonian.
I'm fine. Teenager. What do you know? Stay with Denise's.
Kids.
Yeah.
Sarah, no.
Everything okay?
You didn't hear any of that?
Kyle,
Jesus.
I really need you to tell me what happened.
We got some things to talk about.
Yeah.
He looks scared.
Yeah, he's nervous.
Mm.
Morgan. What does he want?
Kryptonians?
He wants Earth to become the next Krypton.
I don't get it though. Why did he think that you'd join him?
Because he can bring my Kryptonian mother back.
Clark, before you go down the rabbit hole here, don't you think you should find out if this is even actually true? Go, we'll call you if we need you.
Do you think that would make him turn? Bring him
Jonathan's
back
like,
Lara?
Why, I got this.
Yeah. I mean, do you think in the other universe he brought back his mother and that's why he turned?
I was about to ask the same question. It's like, do you think that was enough? If he didn't have Lois, if he didn't have a family, that he'd want his mother back?
Is it possible?
It is possible, yes.
How could you never tell me?
There wasn't the need.
The need?
Yeah.
But restoring Krypton was never her intent. At least not the way Zeta Ro wished to enact it. Lara's invention was a means of...
That egg up there, what he found.
I can't let this happen. I have to bring back everyone Edge is implanted with Kryptonian consciousness. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it.
The Eradicator is well beyond my understanding.
The Eradicator is the thing he...
That's awesome.
I'm sorry, my son.
What?
I cannot help you.
So that thing he found 6 years ago is the Eradicator.
Eradicator.
Oh, yes.
Amazing. Who's to say that I was going to say, you know, he had that pipe in the back of his head.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is he even human?
Yeah.
Like, is he like organic?
Yeah.
And that Eradicator's gone into Edge's mind and taken over. Like things are
gonna get bigger. If he comes out wearing a visor.
That's what happened to Kal-El on Steelzer. He found it instead of Morgan Edge.
Yeah. Right, yeah. True.
Yeah. Oh, this is amazing.
This has just got awesome.
So what if the Edge from that planet is also that Superman's brother? What if he brought back their mom and then he gave him a Kryptonian family and that's why he turned on humanity? What if that's what happened there?
Yeah, he didn't have
Lois or the kids. Yeah.
It's happening here too. That would affect anyone.
Yeah, it would. But the difference between Ed and your dad is that he has a family. The three of us right here, we're his family. And no matter what happens, we always will be.
Damn straight.
But not you.
We found Kyle Cushing.
Where did Edge take you?
Uh-oh.
Hey, Lois. Everything okay?
Everything's fine.
Well, your husband just tried to kill me.
Yes.
He just changed.
On me.
Yeah, he's safe. Yeah, he's changed.
You all are so weak.
Wait, what? Oh, the kryptonite in her hand. I'm about to say, what the fuck?
Nice.
Tony in handcuffs. Kryptonite handcuffs.
You okay?
What the hell's happened to my husband?
Lana, we're gonna save him. I promise.
How?
Best place to start is by finding where Edge hides his Eradicator.
Still love they're calling it that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Do you know where these health exams took place?
No, that was top secret. I tried to get Kyle to tell me before.
I think we need to try again.
Uh-oh. Are you cornered, cornered off Smallville? Yep, Smallville is kind of quarantined.
Militarize the town.
State FBI, I want the Cub Scouts after this. I figure it can't hurt to ask. One more time. Where do I find this man?
Kryptonite cell.
Melt the flesh from your skull.
Not today.
Up the dose.
Go on and guess him. Come on.
It's crazy. It's like martial law.
I knew my dad was a disaster. I guess I just didn't want to admit the extent of it. It's better to know, right? Even if my mom's in total denial.
Maybe you should go a little easier on your mom.
Why? Nothing's going to change if my mom doesn't do something.
Morgan Edge did something to him. This is going to sound nuts, but he's basically been body snatched.
Body snatched.
Look, these military guys showing up, they're from the DOD. It's a threat reduction agency headed by our grandpa. Keep the Earth safe from aliens. And these scientists, they're looking at your dad right now, trying to help him. But I honestly don't even think that they're totally clear on what's going on. It's not his fault. Sarah, it's definitely not your mom's fault.
Damn, Jonathan.
All right, now this is...
Maybe you should go see for
speaking
yourself.
The truth.
Edge is a ruthless corporate shark. He never gives anyone anything. Why give Superman time? The only
he
reason that makes
it.
Sense is that he needs it. Maybe the subjects aren't finished resurrecting or transforming or whatever the process is because they're not done.
Huh. Guess I'll,
go out the back?
Out the back, yeah.
Can't just jump off the porch now.
Yeah. He's like, showing us. I'll be everywhere. Great. Well, that's the machine as well.
Right, and there's the egg thing on the side of it.
We need to reverse what this machine's been doing to people.
Reverse it?
Yeah, turn everyone back into the human they should be.
I can't do that.
You'll do what I say.
Look, I barely understand how this technology even works. You're gonna have to find whoever it is that invented this thing.
Who the hell's that?
His mom.
Yeah. My mother.
Yeah.
They're gonna have to bring her out of the.
They're gonna have to bring her out to try and hope you can convince her to save humanity over Krypton.
It's gonna get a whole lot worse if we don't stop him.
She's badass with the sunglasses on.
He's
badass without.
Yeah, true.
Oh, I know you're used to all this, but it's a little surreal to see Superman in real life. I'm just so used to watching him on TV.
Yeah, it can be a little weird. Come on, follow me.
Is there any way to... So the only way this works is to place the consciousness of Lara Lorvan into someone from Smallville.
That's my understanding.
Get this machine ready.
So it's going to be Lana.
It's going
to
be Lana.
It's
going
to go to Lana. It has to be Lana. Choice.
And we're running out of time to find a volunteer fast.
There we go.
Oh, no. There
you go.
No.
Look for anyone.
She does have a point.
Dad.
Not happening. It's like Clark's best friend.
Please give us a moment alone.
You're going to leave your daughter without any parents.
Then whose is it? I'm the one.
Appreciate what you're trying to do, but you have a family.
Yeah, and my husband is one of them, who's going to become some alien psychopath if I don't do something.
Damn.
I have to save Kyle, Lois. I have to fix this for them, for me, for everybody here.
There's no guarantee this will even work. This is alien science.
Well, it's a good thing I'm just a local loan officer who doesn't know any better.
Goddamn. Oh, no. I got it.
You're not authorized.
What are you going to do? You're going to shoot us?
Guys, maybe we should just try again later.
No, we are going
Chloe's
in.
Clark can hear him.
Nuts here wants us to or not.
The hell's going on here?
She's trying to get in so she can see her dad.
Not an option.
We already told her what happened to him, okay? She deserves to see it for herself.
Yeah, I'm going to kick your ass.
Just...
Okay, you keep acting like you're doing the right thing, and then it keeps proving to be the exact opposite.
Go for the kidneys.
might get through to him if you show him the door at his door.
Let him in.
Dad?
Can you snap him out?
Maybe.
Hey. When I get out of here, I'm gonna kill you first.
Is that so?
I better go and get the Red Sun shotgun.
Yeah.
She's one of my closest friends.
Which is why you should say something. Even if it says you, it'll mean a lot.
Tell her who you are.
Yeah.
Come on, Clark.
Come on, she's gonna die. You might as well.
Mm.
Exactly, right?
Oh, but then again, his mum would then get that knowledge. Wouldn't... I don't know.
No.
Can you trust her?
It's very brave.
I wouldn't be so sure. My heart is racing a million miles an hour.
Yeah, I am.
I can hear it.
I know.
I can hear it.
Sorry. You're the hero right now, Lana.
She just twig.
It's time.
She just twig who he is.
No, no.
The way he said Lana. Oh, you should have just...
going to say goodbye to her daughter told first.
No, apparently not.
She'll be fine.
I guess she's hoping that she'll go in, become Lara, come out, everything can be fixed before the daughter finds out.
But this does mean you can pick, you can cherry pick
who you
which conscience
yeah.
goes in.
Yeah. He's about to have a conversation with his mum, which is going to be freaking insane.
We'll be right here.
Oh,
wow.
Whoa. Did it work?
Did it work? Is she okay?
She's gonna realize who it is straight away.
He's got the Krypton symbol on.
Oh my god, it is!
Yeah.
Hello.
Mom.
Mother.
Damn! God I did damn. Not expect this episode to go this way at all. I mean.
Nah.
I know this must be a lot to process.
Resurrection was my life's work.
You had another family?
We were genetically matched. That's how unions were formed for thousands of years
in
on Krypton.
Mm.
And then I met your father. It welcomed you.
It has.
And you found someone. I can tell by how you look at her.
It's the love of my life.
It's all I ever wanted for you. To find a new home. Someone to love. Create a family of your own.
We have two sons.
Tell me all about them.
God damn.
And what happened to her dad? It really sucks.
right? But I think all you can do now is be there for her. Yeah.
Right.
And that's what you call a wingman.
Yeah. We're just gonna have to hold on to hope.
I'm very out of you. Mm-hmm.
Shit. Now he's just gonna walk around in the costume all the time.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, oh, I'm...
yeah.
I'll
find them.
There's no need.
They have the erratic.
I said there's no need.
Kal-El made his decision. He chose humanity over us. There's no saving my brother now.
Yeah. I really like his suit as well.
He's just gonna get the cape swish now from Krypton, and then he's gonna sit.
How does this...
But we don't know how many people have gone through this.
There has to be another way to do it all at once.
That would require too much energy.
How much?
We would need something that rivals this planet's sun.
Mother.
Go, my son. Be the hero I knew you would be.
Come on, Clark.
Why doesn't he take his mother to try and talk his son out of it?
A nice big cornfield.
Hello again.
Shot.
Superman.
Love it.
Oh, the cinematography in that is awesome.
Why do you? It is, isn't it? It's just a reason.
Did they take you in when you first arrived? Did they treat you like you were one of them? I was hunted.
Get off my land!
You did
difference
just kill.
Of landing in England versus America.
Yeah, yeah, right.
In America, they love him. England, trespasser.
Not everyone here is like that.
Only the British.
Only when they're afraid.
See, I mean, how are they holding him? They've got no grip tonight.
Exactly. He hasn't seen the sun in a long time. Yeah, he's gonna run to the sun, get his bit of abilities.
Yeah.
It's like Brightburn.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I'm going to again.
Here you go.
Oh, crap.
No.
We watch it all be going.
How much is Smallville? Oh my god.
Oh no, wait, no. Morgan Edge is summoning him.
They're gonna fight Clark in the cornfield.
Oh my god, how many is he dead already?
Say, how much...
They said it was a lot of people.
Yes, humans are flawed.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Oh,
that's
a fight in the sky.
That's...
Holy crap.
Oh, wow.
Look at him in the sky up with that.
Come on.
Is it ready?
Sure.
Ready?
What?
It is.
What they could...
Except for that energy source part.
Yes, we do. Me.
What?
I'll release all my
energy. Solar battery. Oh, of course.
It is.
Yes.
Solar flare.
And you'll be out of commission for days. I can't let you do this.
Everyone out! Go!
I wonder if Jordan's going to do something.
He might be here. He might have to take up Superman's mantle while Superman's out of commission.
Oh, we're going to see that Jonathan is the battery. Oh, come on.
Oh, mate, that'd be awesome.
Oh, my God, the red dots in the background. That's just...
So is he going to get got as well, even though he's in that prison?
It's going to be a big explosion, hopefully.
Oh, damn!
Oh!
Oh.
We're doing it! We're going to do it!
Stop! Too late. Too late.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Oh, I did get him. It's going to be him.
Sarah.
Dad?
Superman save the day again. They'll just fall to the ground and absolutely fine.
Yeah, they should be pancakes.
Okay, no, they're okay. They're all okay. It's okay, right, fine.
What happened to the ones that didn't want to give up?
This is like a finale right now.
Yeah, I know, right. What's
where are we going to go after this?
Where's Superman? Where the frick is Clark? Hello?
Impacting on a field somewhere.
Sir, no sign of Morgan Edge.
Search the globe until you find him.
And do it again.
There's no sign of Dad either.
Is he taking Clark with him?
Yeah, good point. Fortress, maybe?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, we managed to make it there. It didn't blow up.
I mean, he just needs a black suit.
Is Morgan Edge followed him? So he's going to have all that Kryptonian knowledge.
Yeah. I think you're right. We can see Morgan Edge walk up.
And then he can take over the... Ford. He's got the other crystal, right? Lana's crystal?
Yeah, Sunstone.
Oh, no, she's...
Oh, her. Oh, hang on. She should have lost...
No, because she was out of range.
Just us?
For now. But all is not lost.
Oh, what have you got? What is it?
What was that? Fortress?
Or is it just... I guess... Maybe.
Holy shit, man. What an episode.
Alright, where do we start with that one?
Man. That could have been the finale.
Really could. That kind of like that happened. Wait, like I was like, well, that was that whole episode would have happened over like five episodes.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. So, one thing that I think was like mentioned, and it wouldn't have been mentioned for a reason. Clark said to Lara, "Why did I only have Jor-El's crystal?" And she had Zeta Rogue stole my one.
Mm-hmm.
So her crystal must be with.
I think that's where he's going. He's going into his own fortress with her.
Tal-Ro? Is that his name, is it?
Tal-Ro. I think that was it.
Yeah.
But surely the crystal would be that good, Lara. It wouldn't be some evil Lara being like, "Yes, Tal-Ro, you're doing a great job trying to take over this world."
Well, so, he obviously had to use her knowledge of the Eradicator to build the machine that put the knowledge into people's heads. Because, like she said, I didn't build this to do that. I built this as a digital repository of people's minds. So he's obviously had to get her crystal and use her knowledge. So it's different. That crystal could be a completely different version of her.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Also, loving that
it was
called the Eradicator.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Loving that is called the Eradicator.
That
was great.
Combining...
Which brings a question. If that still has a bunch of personas or whatnot in it,
mm-hmm.
if someone then takes all of the Eradicator's consciousnesses into itself, does that person then become the Eradicator?
Well, that's what I'm thinking the rest of the show is.
I think
he's
that's where...
Take the fortress and it's going to power itself up. And it's going to do something.
Let's face it, Superman's out of charge after literally using himself as a solar battery. Brilliant piece of thought on the lore there. So I'm thinking, like you say, he's going to be dead and he's going to be in the fortress recuperating in a black suit, which is what we saw him in the other universe. And as a result of that, that Eradicator's going to get plugged into the Fortress of Solitude. And like you say, it will combine all the personalities into one Kryptonian identity that wants to protect and preserve Kryptonian culture, hence the Eradicator. So fucking ace if they're doing that.
Yeah.
Because if Morgan Edge hadn't said no when he realised that they were going to sort of blow themselves up and destroy it, I would have thought that was part of his plan. And he hadn't said no. He's like, I'm doing it on purpose. I'm announcing myself as his brother. Turn him on them. They'll find a way of reversing it. He'll get exactly what he wants. It gets plugged into the fortress.
So it's all part of the plan.
Yeah.
So we've got...
Because he said no. Like, he wasn't expecting it.
So if Superman ends up getting all of those consciousnesses in him and some cool visors and then becomes the Eradicator, we also know how to undo it by blowing up the Eradicator with the power of a sun, which is easy to come
by. That's how Superman got his powers back, didn't he? The sun or something went through the Eradicator into Superman.
Yeah.
And that's how he got his powers back when he was wearing the solar suit.
Mm. So I would not be surprised if we see him in a black suit next time he's back out the fortress, which should be
recovering.
Which is just going to freak people out because I think he's turned evil.
Okay, so we've pretty much got a Death of Superman scenario. We've got Steel, we've got the Eradicator, we've got Superboy in Jordan Kent. So mm-hmm. where's Cyborg Superman?
Yeah.
Just
I guess that's what the finale's gonna be.
Maybe, maybe. Interesting. So they created a whole character.
I was just gonna say, what did you guys think of the story of how he became he was Lara's son with another person?
I thought that was interesting. It tied back into what we've seen in Krypton series, where you know, when the two of them were matched up by genetics.
Nessavex and Jor-El.
Yeah.
And then, not Jor-El. What was his name?
Sego.
Sorry. Yeah.
And then they obviously made
Jor-El.
But like, yeah. it kind of harks back to that lore, which I thought was quite nice. But I'm not. Yeah. And then she obviously fell in love with Jor-El, and then
I kind of didn't like it. Mm. I didn't like her going, oh, yes, I've got a son. It's not what I wanted. I forget about you. Then I move on to Jor-El and have a son that I really care about. Mm. It kind of put a real sort of bad name on her. Like, I always thought her and Jor-El were these pure, really good people. And for her to go, yeah, I've had a son with somebody else, but fuck them. I'm going to forget about you.
She didn't really care about her second one. She just sticks it in a rocket and flies it off.
Yeah. Well, that one, at least she tried to say. With this one, she didn't really give a damn. And there's a part of me that didn't like that at all.
Could that have been like going through like they broke up and she moved on because she wanted to be with Jor-El, and the dad was just so resentful that he just said, can't see your son anymore. Don't bother coming near
him. Yeah, but the way that when she interacted with Clark, she was like, oh yeah, when I had you, that was what I wanted, and I'm glad that you came to Earth and had what you had what you wanted. But she's like, oh yeah, well, I had another son, but I don't really care about him. I didn't like that at all for me.
Yeah,
it was just something about, because I've always seen that Jor-El and Lara were like these amazing, not human beings, but human Kryptonians that cared so much for their own son, and for her to not care about her other son, it was kind of weird.
Well, did I miss any conversation? Who sent Tal Ro to Earth?
Is her dad?
His dad.
Zeta Ro.
Yeah.
And it's worth coming back, because we commented on it at the time. The fact that he pulled the Matrix-y style connection out of his head could suggest that he is part robot.
I instantly thought he wasn't organic. Yeah, that's what my thought was.
He could end up being Cyborg Superman, because we know when Kal-El came to Earth, he didn't have a thing stuck in his head.
No, you could be like, it's to give him the nutrients and the food and keep him alive.
Yep. But he's a character that we haven't heard of. He's a new one. Mm. So he can be... It's exciting that he's a half-brother, but it's more exciting if he turns out to be Cyborg Superman.
Do you know what I want? He was originally organic. He landed in England. They tortured him. They experimented on him. And he died, but they cloned him as a machine, and he is Cyborg Superman. Yeah. And when he broke out, and then he got the sun and everything. That isn't the original. The original died, and he is a robot version of him. That would be cool. We need Superman to throw a punch at him and knock his skin off. That's what we need.
Yeah, a good punch and the skin just
yeah.
Because we have all three apart from one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we don't have an Australian leg.
Morgan Edge is Cyborg Superman. That's my theory.
Yeah. But if John Cryer,
it's so good if it is.
If John Cryer shows up in an orange wig in the next episode, you're going to be
perfect. You'll be like, yes, perfect casting.
Maybe they did a flip and he's his assistant, Law.
Laura,
because she's got ginger hair. I find out that she's actually Alexandria. Oh man,
maybe. I'm quite interested in like he's like not all is not lost yet. Mm. So I'll be interested to find out the next one.
I think I wonder. Just as a point, I thought as well in that obviously Superman's out of commission now for a week, however long it's going to take him to get recharge. If Jordan's now going to have to step up. And start becoming Superboy in Smallville to stop like small crimes and
I don't even
has a cool denim jacket, no, not leather jacket.
Leather jacket. Yeah. I don't even think he could if he wanted to, because he barely knows how to use his powers.
Yeah.
But what better way to?
Well, I could see him try.
Yeah.
I could see him try. Yeah, but he would fail.
Because he's been guided by his dad. But what better way to have to start using them if you're in the field? You know. It's,
yeah. Yeah. Trained a little bit by his grandfather on like hand-to-hand combat and stuff.
He'd have to start wearing glasses at school. Otherwise, everyone will know it's him.
No, that's why Superboy wears the glasses, the sunglasses, so he doesn't have to wear
it. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And no one recognises him. They can borrow Lois's. Hey, give me those sunglasses, Mum.
I did think when Kal-El picked up the Eradicate, I thought he wasn't going to have quite enough power and Jordan was going to have to help.
Yeah.
Jonathan came along and touched it.
Yeah,
no, I do as a.
I mean, could you see that explosion doing something to Jonathan? And it maybe, you know, awaken something? But they didn't show anything happening to him at all, did they?
No.
It's completely normal. Completely normal.
It's weird, though, isn't it? Like, this is Morgan Edge's. We still don't know how long. Would you say that when he had that sort of longish hair and he killed the two guards, that's when he escaped?
Yeah.
So he was a teenager when he left. So he's been on Earth, been quiet for such a long time. Mm. Now his plan has gone down the toilet, but he seems like he's absolutely fine. He's like, don't worry about it. We've got another plan. And then he's going towards this
cliff,
rocky surface.
I honestly thought it was going to be the fortress. When, like, the way
I think it's his own fortress.
I thought it was going to be like Kal-El's fortress, and he was just like, he just lands behind him and be like, this is exactly what I wanted, to find out where this was.
Thing. That's what I was thinking too.
So you could put like the crystal in and corrupt the fortress or whatever. Yeah.
But I agree with Ross. I think that what we saw in Walk Towards was his own fortress of
Evil Tude.
Solitude of Evil.
It's just a giant cliff. I can't even see it.
The Legion of Doom.
Yeah.
It's not in the middle of a swamp. That'd be funny. Yeah.
Go in there and Bane's still complaining. He doesn't
What is this?
Oh, man.
But it's like literally, you've got no idea where it's going now. No, because it's tied up all the loose ends.
That felt like a finale, and we've still got episodes left to go. So clearly.
Has anybody looked at there isn't like a break now?
I hope not.
So that was episode number 10. So that's, I guess, the mid-season finale.
Mm.
That's a heck of a mid-season finale. That could have been a season finale.
Mm. I just say that
this show's so good.
The cinematography in that was fucking awesome. Oh. All the shots of him and Kal-El and Kara standing together was like,
that's beautiful.
The shot of the heat haze in the sun with Superman flying towards you in a screen with all the Kryptonians coming after him.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? You are so fucked.
Even when the sun was setting, and he's like, they're on their way, and there's like 30 or 40 of them flying over you. Whoa, okay.
Actually, that's an interesting
point. I would like to see him fight him a little bit, you know what I mean? Try and take him off. They would literally just overpower him because they're the same powers.
It's an interesting point because didn't his mum say, like, if a person doesn't want the Kryptonian host in them, they can fight it, and the longer they hold out, the more chance they have of getting rid of them. But some of them will have adjusted, so surely some of them are gone. There must be.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. There should be some dead bodies lying around.
I think so. So that number episode 11's out next week, but then it doesn't say anything after that.
Mm.
Are they taking a break because they need to film more?
No, what the big break was for in the middle of the season was because they had the COVID issues and they couldn't film.
There's only 15 episodes in total, so got five episodes left.
Yeah,
okay. it doesn't say when it says next week's 22nd of June is the next one, which is episode 11, and then doesn't
any
after
and there's
that.
No more on the calendar.
Yeah.
Well, the one after that is the one that.
Tom Cavanagh's directing the finale.
Yeah.
I mean, that bit when he was talking to his mum was so nice as well.
Mm.
I was so cool. I really.
That's what I was saying when I was watching that. I was like, I don't like this version as much.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see, like you say, if the sun crystal he's got in his fortress of doom, of doomitude, because that's obviously the version, if you think about computer software, like the version of his mum that came out of the machine to talk to him was the one that has literally just been uploaded into the machine from Krypton.
Yeah. It's
almost instantaneous. She's there. So the sun crystal that Morgan Edge has had might have been there for a long time and developed a completely different personality. So it'd be interesting to see if she talks to him a bit about it and we get a bit back and forth there.
Yeah, I hope they don't make her an evil version of her. That'd be weird.
Well, she seems like a good,
kind of thing
that... a good person. It's just it depends what, you know, she's done and how she's grown as a hologram.
Unless she's annoyed that the way England treated her son.
Yeah.
She wants a bit of...
Well, that's what you get for worrying the sheep. You'd stay off the land.
It reminded me of Dragon Ball Z when he turned up at the ship, because there's a guy in that takes on Raditz. Mm. Goku's brother, older brother, and he gets shot by a shotgun. But he catches the bullet and flings the bullet back at the guy. I was just getting Dragon Ball Z vibes the whole way through.
That just reminded me of Hot Fuzz as well. It's like everyone and their mums is packing around here, and everyone's got shotguns. He must have landed in Somerset, because that's just
get off my head.
It reminds me the idea of him landing in England then brings the question, like, well, what would have happened if Superman landed in England? We'd had a comic book which was called True Brit. Which had that scenario of Superman landing in England, but that one was written by John Cleese, so
it's not exactly
that wasn't as dark.
Monty Python style. Yeah.
I think it also shows you the difference with a baby landing to a young boy.
Yeah.
Because he can, you know, he can react and do stuff with a baby. You know, wouldn't.
Yeah, well, it'd be like Kara landing. Right, she was a young girl when she came.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So same sort of thing.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Got another week to wait now.
Yeah, the show never ceases to amaze and surprise us.
Just bring the hype every time. It's great.
Yeah, so to the writers, well done.
Keep it up. It's amazing.
Amazing.
It's amazing because they've already confirmed season two, haven't they?
I hope so.
Yeah.
And it's like, I hope, because you feel like the reason why this show probably got a good green light is that they had an idea. They want all these characters and do stuff. Mm. Like, will they be able to keep up that in season two? Interesting, won't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We really hope so. Cool. Right. On to episode 11 next week, then, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, guys, that was episode 10 of Superman and Lois. What do you think about it? Comment below. What do you think of them bringing in a new character as his brother? What was his name?
Hank Henshaw.
Tal Rowe, and sort of changing the origin of the Eradicator as well, for those of you who remember the Return of Superman. Love to hear your thoughts about what you think is going to happen now that this, what we thought the rest of the season was going to be, is finished in one episode. Interesting.
I will note, Eradicator wise there's been different versions of Eradicator in the comics. Before the version we got in the Death and Return of Superman story arc, there were two characters before that were called the Eradicator, one of them from Superman. So we've had different versions of Eradicator before.
Nerd.
Yeah. All right, fine.
Shut up, Leah. Good to know. Send me the links and the back issues that bring up that story.
I will.
Awesome. Where was I? Oh yeah, and if you want to see the full reaction to this episode as well as the rest of the season, as well as all the other shows reacting, please join our Patreon. Come see the full reactions. You miss so much jokes between us that we have to cut. Please come and watch them. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Links in the description below there. And we also do a podcast as well. So if you anywhere you listen to podcasts, type in Legends Podcasting, you'll find us there. Listen to our podcast, and we'll see you for next week's episode of Superman and Lois. Mm-hmm. What the hell's going to happen?